It's a dire situation in Texas right now for many residents who consider their backyards an ocean. I'm talking with Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who's in the thick of it.
I just got off the phone with a mother who has young babies. She's been in a place that is not a legitimate shelter. It's not a legitimate shelter with babies for more than 24 hours with no food. This is the desperation that my constituents are facing. I'm trying to get on a truck to get out there to get them, along with other buses to get these people.
The storm is not over for the state of Texas. When it comes to the Houston area that's been hit hard, it is flat, barely above sea level, 40 miles from the ocean, and there are 25 rivers and bayous that crisscross in the area. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas says her neighborhood is an ocean along with the other neighborhoods in the Houston area. She also predicts 10 to 15 million people in Texas will be affected by Harvey. I talked to her by phone as she was helping in a shelter with residents.
Need to move quickly. I want to be able to thank all the volunteers. I want to thank the first responders, all the good people who are the good Samaritans. I don't want the country to think that we are not down here pulling out, bootstrapped up, and really working. But I think what is important to note is that we're still under siege. The water is still rising, and we will continue to need help.
Jackson Lee's constituents of all backgrounds are making a request of supplemental funding right now from the president.
With no back and forth and no shutting down of the government, I can count on my colleagues, Republicans and Democrats. I'm going to call on them. I can't imagine that they will have opposition to getting these desperate people the monies they need to even have housing, which is what they may not have when these waters reside.
Housing for the displaced was also a problem during Katrina.
The tragedy of Katrina was 2005. Since that time, we have seen the expansion and growth of Facebook and Google, and the world is technological. We can't have a mismatch patchwork of getting people in housing. We can't have a nickel and dime approach. What I want to see is a sophisticated, organized approach of getting an inventory of vacant houses. That's number one. That's an opportunity. Then getting, with no strings attached, dollars to repair roofs and repair maybe foundations. Maybe they can go back into their home. And so that we can move this housing crisis as fast as we possibly can.
April Ryan, AURN News.